My reaction to Victor Osimhen signing to Napoli was a great one. It was a good one for our football. It was a good one for the young player. You know, the future is bright, and I think Nigerian football is have somewhere to go, and it shows that Africa has a lot of potential in terms of young players developing and growing from one stage to bigger stage. I think it is a good one for our football, and I hope he will continue to grow and develop and become much better player than what he is today.
You coach Victor Osimhen and Samuel Chukwueze as under 17 players for Nigeria. Do you see these players going places with their football careers?
I'm happy that both Chukwueze and Osimhen, they're progressing quietly very well, and they continue to grow. And when you watch them, you can see this is a prospect, young players that have a lot of future. So I'm happy that, you know, not only coaching them, things are going very well for them. And I wish them all the best. And I hope they continue to be humble, they continue to be disciplined, they continue to see how they can develop themselves more and more and become much better player in the future. I think this is the most important thing. Coaching them at the under 17 level, it was a great play. Having these kind of players, and I wish them all the best.
Do you also see youth academies training more talents in Nigeria? And what should be done to ensure that these talents are exposed?
The fact remains that over the years, I think the academies in Africa, in Nigeria, have been able to produce a lot of players. And I think we shouldn't ignore that. I think we should pay respect to people involved in this academy business. Most of them are individuals running the academies from their own pocket. I think this is where we can, you know, look into how we can support them. But whether we like it or not, in Nigeria, most of the players now you are seeing, they all came from the academy. None of them have experience. So it shows you that the academies in Nigeria, quietly, they have done very well. And the only way we do is to find a common ground where we can educate the owners of the academies to see things more from a professional angle to a business angle in terms of developing more players. But of course, we also can see how we can advise our league to accommodate young players. The problem has been our league, that most of the clubs, they don't want to take young players. They believe young players cannot compete, cannot give anything to them. But a lot of people fail to realize that everything in life has a process. There's a process of growth. There's a process of learning. There's an opportunity to develop in what you are doing. But I think it's a good one, and we must have a big respect and regard to the academies in Nigeria.